We are joined right now, as promised, by the head basketball coach at NC Central. He was named head coach there in March of 2009, led the Eagles to their third straight conference tournament title, fourth in the last 6 years. NC Central, first program in the conference to win three straight tournament titles in 30 years, 18-15 overall. They go up against North Dakota State Wednesday. We are joined by Lavelle Moten. Lavelle, it is so good to have you back. How are you?
Jim, thank you, man. It's an honor and a pleasure. I appreciate it.
You know, it's become something of a tradition that you take your team to the NCAA tournament, and then you and I talk about it. How is your life right now?
It's wonderful, man. Extremely blessed. Man, I've been fortunate to have, you know, I'm healthy. My family's healthy. My kids are healthy. My team has bought into what we're trying to do, you know, so life is great, man. I can't complain.
Can't wait to talk to you about your family, which I'll get to a little bit later on. Let me ask you about that conference championship game against Norfolk State. You knew it was going to be an absolute battle. What was your message to your team before that game?
I told them we just got to grind. You know, the tough thing about that, Jim, and I don't think many people noticed, we didn't get back to the hotel till 1 o'clock that morning because our game carried over from the previous night. So the turnaround was probably an 8-9 hour turnaround. So the coaches didn't get any sleep. Guys didn't get a lot of rest. And obviously our legs was going to be, you know, gone. And we just had to fight. I told them, look, man, we just got to fight. We got to turn this into a brawl and may the best man win. It's not going to be pretty, but just keep chopping wood and eventually positive things will happen.
Well, this is what happened. You got in late. There was a quick turnaround, and then you fell behind by 10 at halftime. But you turned it around and went on a 26-5 run in the second half. But still, you missed 9 of your last 10 shots and still found a way to finish. What was the second half like for you?
Man, it seemed like we just couldn't make a shot. Like, we were open and just missing clean looks. I thought we were holding the basketball too long and not really attacking. And I don't like talking about the referees, but it's almost like, and it's just basketball, whenever a team is up, they're not prone to get those same calls they got, you know, prior to the score being a major difference. So we didn't go as strong to the rim as we needed to. We were getting fouled, but the referees weren't going to call that because we were up 6 or 8. You know, so I told our guys, man, we just got to be stronger with the basketball and shoot the basketball with confidence.
It seems to me the thing that really impressed me, when the shots were not going down, maybe it felt like you weren't getting a fair shake from the refs. The guys didn't panic. They just kept grinding. They stayed locked in. They found a way. Lavelle Moten, my guest. So next Monday, hard to believe, but it'll be 10 years to the day that you were named head coach at your alma mater. What has the last decade been like for you? And then how much pride do you have in what you and your staff and players have built?
Man, it's really tremendous. It's wild that you said that. You just threw me off with the 10-year decade thing. Wow. Time flies, man. And I just remember the transcript from my press conference. I said, listen, here's the thing. I want to win multiple championships. I want to defeat an ACC school or a Power 5 school, and I want to go to the Final Four. And that was my vision. And I just knew that. My mother always told me, you know, being visionary is a gift and a curse. The gift is you can see things other people can't see, but the curse is you got to sit in it alone. So along the way, we had to educate, you know, some people in some high places to kind of help us, and they educated us, and we just rode this boat together, man. And what you're seeing is a manifestation of everyone on that, from the administration to the chancellor to the athletic director to our support team to our team and managers and so on and so forth, coming together, going in the same direction.
Lavelle Moten joining us. It's been a great decade and still plenty to come. Now, before Selection Sunday, you said, quote, some coaches will say, we'll take on anyone, we'll be ready, but I don't like any part of playing against Zion. That'd be like me playing my six-year-old son. Look, I love the honesty. I know some of that was tongue-in-cheek, but what was your reaction when you saw the bracket come out and you saw that as a possibility?
Oh, I knew we were going to play Duke if we defeated whoever for our play-in game. We knew what it was, and we followed it as coaches. We knew there weren't any major upsets in the lower mid conferences. So whoever was projected to win the tournament pretty much did, and they got that. So we knew we were going to be a lower seed, and we knew Duke was going to be the top seed once they won the ACC tournament. And I said it tongue-in-cheek. Obviously, it's taken a life of its own, and people changed the narrative or whatever. But our kids know that. You know, they know how I feel about them. And we joke about it all the time. We probably watched Duke 10 times as a team, you know, just by us busting to a game ourselves, and we watch an ESPN, and I'll sit there and I joke with my point guard I say, look, if we ever play them, you can go ahead and fake an ankle injury because I know you're scared of Trey Jones. And I tell my big man, look, I'll get you some help. I tell Zion, you know, take it easy on you because I know you're scared of him. And they just laugh. And they even come back at me and say, well, Coach, we know you may not show up because Coach K on the sideline. It's just all tongue-in-cheek stuff, man. But
stuff.
We know every man put our pants on just like us. And this program has been built by the chip that we've had on our shoulders. So that's not going to change for any man.
That's such good stuff, Lavelle. I was going to say it, but you said it for me, I think. I know, and you're pretty clear about this, you're not afraid of any man. I know you don't fear Zion. I know you respect him and that program, but I know that you fear no man. So that is good stuff. That's funny. Now, you start off the season by playing Clemson and Cincinnati as your first two opponents in the regular season. That's not exactly easing your way in. You and I have talked about that approach in the past. What was the thinking behind scheduling those two programs, and what did you learn about your guys in those two games?
So we could prepare for this moment. Anytime you're playing high major physical basketball teams, even though you may not win the basketball game, you learn a lot about yourself. And, you know, I told my guys, exposure, you got to be careful because the root word of that is exposed. So if you don't do what you need to do, you're going to get exposed. And I needed to know the true identity of our team. We didn't need an illusion of ourselves. We needed the truth about ourselves so we could have humble spirit and address those things along the way. And I think it's helped us in the long run.
Lavelle Moten joining us. All right, so I mentioned the program is not just about you or the players, and I said I would get to your family. It's also about your six-year-old son, Lavelle Jr., or VJ. There was this amazing moment on senior night when VJ became very emotional at seeing his favorite player, Larry McKnight Jr., being honored. What do you remember about that night?
Jim, they have a special relationship. You know, the backstory to that is, we were playing last year, and we weren't playing well, and Larry was sitting on the bench. I wasn't playing him at all. And when I got home, we had lost the game, and my son looked me dead in my face and said, Daddy, I'm telling you, zero is the hero, and zero is Larry's number. And I was like, why would he say that? And I just thought it was a sign from God. The next day, the next game I put Larry in, he had like 22 points on 7-on-7 shooting. So I was like, my son is smarter than me, so I got to play this kid. And they just connected. And fast forward to senior night, my son always plays basketball in his room. I got him a Nerf Gold, so he's always in his room playing. And you can hear him commentating. And it's always a two-on-two battle. So the other night it was him and Larry versus Steph Curry and Kevin Durant. And VJ is always saying, well, VJ spins, he passed to Larry. Larry passed it back, and VJ shoots, he scores. And so he's doing that all the time. And my son really thought that Larry was going to play at North Carolina Central for 12 more years so they could play in the backcourt together. And my wife had to explain to him, no, baby, like, this is senior night. Larry can't play here anymore. And once we broke that news to VJ, that was the video that everyone saw. And he said, so I'm never going to see Larry again? He just didn't understand. I said, no, you'll still see him. He just can't play here anymore. So he said, we can't play together when I get big? And I was like, nah. I said, but he going to be around. I said, go give him a hug. And when he gave him a hug, he just broke down. So it was a genuine, raw emotion of a pure and innocent kid connecting with an incredible basketball player, an incredible person that touched the world. I thought it was a beautiful moment.
Man, I'm so glad you shared that. That is an amazing thing to hear. So as a father, Lavelle, what's that like to share that ride with him?
Oh, man, it's everything because I don't know if you remember in 2014, the first time we won the championship, he had an accident the day we were supposed to leave. He spilled coffee on his face, and we had to rush him to the emergency room in the burn center. He had third-degree burns, so I wasn't going to go to our first tournament to coach against Iowa State, and my wife said, no, you need to go, and I felt so guilty, man, and I don't even remember 10 plays from the game because I just wanted to get back home to my child while he was in the hospital. And I said, from that moment, I'm always going to keep him around. Because I had to put everything into perspective. Basketball meant the world to me. And at times I had put that first and before some things that I probably shouldn't have, but never again. And I've learned the value of family through that.
Lavelle Moten joining us. Before I let you go, and I appreciate your thoughts on all of that so much. You know, you and I have talked about your journey in the past, but you share a history and a tradition with a couple of my other favorite guys, Nate McMillan and PJ Tucker. Y'all went to the same high school. For those who don't know, what is the high school, and then what's it represent to that community, or to you, to represent that community at the highest level?
Man, it's something special about Southeast Raleigh. And the name of the high school was Enloe High School, and we recently got our jerseys retired, all three of us. at the same time. And, you know, I tell people it's not the city of Raleigh. It's just that community that's like a 2 mile radius from one another. And it's birthed myself and John Wall and PJ Tucker and Nate McMillan and Danny Young and Devontae Graham, Jerome Robinson, like the list goes on, and it's all in this two mile radius, man. So it's wonderful. Nate McMillan was like my big brother. He raised me. I became a big brother to PJ Tucker, and PJ is passing the torch down to others in the community, man. So it was a beautiful thing and a moment we'll cherish forever.
Hey, Bill, I got about a minute left. I got to ask you, the story from back in the day was that Nate pulled you aside and he said he had heard about you. What did that mean to you, and what do you remember about that?
It meant the world, because growing up, my childhood coaches always said, man, you remind me of Nate McMillan. I was like, who was Nate McMillan? And I had heard his name long before I actually knew who he was, because I think Nate was 10 years older. And he came back in here. He threw a basketball camp. It's the first basketball camp I ever went to in my life. He brought his teammate at the time, X-Man, Xavier. And when I got to the camp, he said, man, I heard some tremendous things about you. He said, I want you to stay off these streets. Stay away from these gangs and these drugs, and you keep your head on straight, and you'll be special, and I'm going to help you and support you. And I never forget that from him.
So good. Head basketball coach at NC Central, led the Eagles to their third straight conference tournament title, fourth in 6 years in Lavelle. I look forward to that conversation every single year at this time. Thanks for keeping up your end of the deal, my man. Great to have you back on. Good luck.
You're the best, man. Appreciate you. Thank you so much.
Appreciate you so much, too. You are the best. Lavelle Moton, so good to see them back where they are. And it all starts again for them. They've got North Dakota State on Wednesday. Lavelle Moton, that is an awesome first hour coming off Selection Sunday.